This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
So how are your feet feeling? For a lot of us, our shoes just aren't doing it anymore, and we need help from some orthotic support. It can be a lifesaver. I'm not kidding. I'm Martin Strong, and on Vancouver Consumer this afternoon, we'll talk to the folks at Kintech about how a simple device can keep you on your feet a lot longer. That's coming up. But first, some of the consumer news headlines from the past week. The Hudson's Bay store at Metrotown is suing a local developer trying to stop a massive construction project underway at the Metropolis at Metrotown. It's just outside the doors of the bay. They say it's a breach of their lease, but the developer says it's too late to call it quits. The Bay says the construction at the mall's northeastern area, you may have seen it near the intersection of Kingsway and Nelson, provides huge interference to its operations and makes it look like the store is closed. The company says you can't see the large Hudson's Bay sign because it's now partially obscured by huge cranes. And the Bay says the construction will irreparably modify their retail character, and it's already meant a loss in business. They say they're highly selective where they put their stores, and it's only in, quote, first-class shopping centers, unquote. The retailer filed for an injunction to stop the construction back in June. Many of us here in the province will soon be able to start getting the newly approved Moderna Spikevax bivalent vaccine. That means it also targets the Omicron virus. In a statement Thursday morning, BC Health Minister Adrian Dix and Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry said they anticipate delivery of the Omicron-specific vaccine doses to come in over the next several weeks. The statement says most people should be able to get one by September or October. And as usual, you'll get your shot in a health authority clinic or a pharmacy. The province will tell us more about the rollout on Tuesday. Health Canada announced earlier on that Thursday that it had approved Moderna's bivalent shot for anybody 18 or over. Pfizer's version is still under review. Moderna has said it will supply Canada with 12 million doses. After a 2-year wait, thanks to COVID, Amtrak Cascades passenger trains will be rolling into Vancouver from the States. Once again, it starts September 26th. Amtrak says the first Cascade train heading to Vancouver will leave Seattle at 7:45 a.m. and then will stop at 5 cities along the way down the coast and then finally show up at Vancouver's Pacific Central Station at 11:45 a.m. And of course, that's the big station at Main and Terminal. The single round trip will happen every day, and they may add a second trip as well if things go well. And Amtrak says to remember, if you're taking the train into the States, you still have to be fully vaccinated. When you come back to Canada, you still have to use the Arrive Can app. And Twitter is finally rolling out its long-awaited edit function. And Canadians will be among the first users being able to try it out, but you'll have to pay for it. The company says it's testing what it calls its edit tweet function internally with its team. It will then be rolled out with select groups of people, including Twitter Blue subscribers. That's Twitter's paid subscription service. As part of the test, Canadian Twitter Blue subscribers may start seeing the feature later this month in September. Tweets will be able to be edited a few times in the 30 minutes after they've been posted. So if you do change your tweet, there will be an icon timestamp and label so it's clear to readers that the original tweet has been modified. Users will be able to click on the edit history and see the earlier versions of the tweet. So they'll be able to see all your terrible spelling that you tried to fix with the edit function. This is Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong. Coming up, it's a look at how you can stay on your feet a lot longer. We'll talk to the folks at the Kintech Group about how a simple orthotic brace or compression can literally change your life. That's coming up next. Stick around.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong. How are your feet feeling? Maybe it's your legs or your back. My guest right now can help with any pain you might be having. He's from Kintec Footwear and Orthotics, which is Canada's favorite orthotic provider based on over 1,500 five-star Google reviews and providing over 15,000 pairs of orthotics every year. These orthotics are custom made for your feet. They sit in your shoes. They also offer specialized footwear, sports medicine products like braces and compression socks, and much more. They can even help with modifications of your activity. Kintec has 11 locations in the Lower Mainland, 13 locations in Ontario, and with me right now from Kintec, Michael Ryan. He is not only the head of brand and innovation, he's also an adjunct professor in the biomedical physiology and kinesiology department at Simon Fraser University. Hello, Michael.
I'm great, Martin. How are you?
Great. Excellent. Excellent. I'm really looking forward to this conversation because I wear orthotics myself. And maybe let's start. I know Kintec offers a lot of different things besides just orthotics, but I guess orthotics are such an important part of the solutions you provide for people. Do you think there are some people who don't know anything about orthotics, that they've never even heard of them?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, I think orthotics are fairly common in our day-to-day lives. They either have them themselves or they know of someone that has them. And they make a big difference. We know that from our own database, we've been tracking how people have been doing over the last 6 or 7 years. We have over 70,000 cases that we use because we want to make sure what we do actually works. But I think there's a lot to unpack with how they work and why they work and who we can best make them work for. So there's a lot of, I think, unanswered questions, and that's a lot of the fun that I get to have working at Kintec.
Right. And Kintec is well known to a lot of people. I know our producer, Leo, showed up today with his Kintec gym bag. And I have orthotics myself, and orthotics really kind of changed my life for a while because I was having a lot of pain. I have very flat feet. And this was a long time ago when I was younger, and I was playing a lot of tennis and ball hockey, and I was having a lot of pain, and orthotics, I mean, I don't want to say it was like a magic solution, but it kind of was. It really helped me be able to stay on my feet for much longer.
Sure. And, you know, what you're really speaking about here, Martin, is the importance of movement, really. And I think I'm a huge fan of keeping people active and the role that active, healthy lifestyles can play in our overall well-being and overall health. And it comes down to really how fit and how healthy our muscles and bones and soft tissue are. And it's something that is, I think as a society, I guess, we may not pay as much attention to because we just try to avoid illness or treat illness. But interestingly, we know a lot of research from a public health perspective points to the role of activity. And I say activity, not so much exercise, because you don't want to think, oh, I've got to, you know, go to the gym for hours and hours and hours a week in order for me to be healthy. It's not about that. It's just about being able to move the way that you want to move, whether it's walking the dog or just going downstairs or even standing for an hour in the kitchen making a meal on a Sunday night. For some people, that creates a fair amount of pain, and the pain is just not pleasant, and so you avoid doing those things. And orthotics and just understanding how you move can make a real difference in people's lives, like you described.
Right. Yeah. And I've been thinking about that a lot. I've started playing pickleball with my sisters, and it's funny because I'm often the youngest person playing. I feel like Pete Sampras or something. But I see these older people and they're really moving. And I would think that being able to do that kind of exercise and have that kind of pressure on their feet is crucial, not just to, you know, pain management, but to their entire life. Like you say, it's so important.
Well, yeah. Like from a aging perspective, movement is critical, probably isn't too strong of a word. It's important for our, obviously for our muscles, but in themselves, but the more that we use muscle tissue itself can make a big difference in terms of overall metabolic health. It can help avoid diabetes. It can help avoid insulin sensitivity and a host of other common public health problems. In addition to osteoporosis, so when your bones start to lose mineral density, staying on them and making sure that you're having a healthy diet and doing moderate impact activities within, obviously, the limits of pain or comfort is important to maintaining overall bone health and musculoskeletal health that helps the overall picture of your body.
And I think sometimes the introduction, at least for older people, to orthotics was going to the PNE, for example. I don't think they have these anymore, but people selling orthotics at the PNE, and they're not really customized for your feet. And that's a really crucial part of the Kintec experience, is that these orthotics are specific to you, right?
Yeah, there's a few things to touch on there. Yes, absolutely. Having something that is customized from a geometric perspective or the shape perspective of your foot is important. But it's I'd like to say that we do more than just simply dispense foot orthotics. We spend 45 minutes during our assessments talking to our patients to understand really what is the problem, like where are their barriers to their movement. And it's the orthotics are part of a broader treatment plan. And I think in some of the conversations, you know, I've had with patients, the value they get from the assessments is as much the education, the empowerment to know, oh, you know, I actually can go back to running or walking longer distances or going on a trip or a hike that I had planned. I've got a pathway to get there now. And that information, I think, is just as important as some of the physical tools that we use, orthotics. And, of course, footwear plays a really important role in this as well because, of course, if you put an a beautifully designed orthotic on a poor pair of shoes, it's really undermining the function of both.
Right. We're talking to Michael Ryan from the Kintec Group. You can go to kintec.net, talking about the different products and ideas that they have to keep you on your feet longer. And I really agree with what you just said, because the 25 years ago when I discovered orthotics for my feet, it wasn't just a simple solution that I just put them in all my shoes. It really began for me an understanding of how important shoes are, good shoes, good running shoes, and what makes a running shoe supportive, and certain types of shoes are good for certain types of things. So it really was a case of me really starting to think about that. And that was really important. So if the cool thing that Kintec has is Canada's first virtual foot orthotic clinic. And that sounds really cool. Where can people go to see that or to get involved with that?
Just to our homepage, actually. Mm-hmm. If you go to kintec.net, right away you'll see a banner to highlight our virtual clinic. This is something we're really proud of that actually was sort of inspired or motivated by the pandemic a few years ago when we were concerned that public health measures may have to there was not going to be any more in-person consultations available anywhere, whether it wasn't just for us, it would just be across the industry. And so we needed a way to reach people at their homes. And the big problem that me and the innovation team at Kintech had to solve was, how are we able to provide the same 3D custom orthotic experience that you would get in the store virtually online? And we've put, it's probably been about 18 months in the making, development. We had a grant from the federal government to help us in developing a new scanner technology that's available on iPhones. It's the same technology that you use for security that scans your face to let you into your iPhone. We've been able to harness that, and it actually has a really strong sensor system for capturing incredible 3D data for feet. And after you capture your foot with about 70,000 pixels, we use that through a teleconference where we're able to capture the same amount of biomechanical information and understand from a patient's perspective what they need. We can reach anyone anywhere in Canada right now.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're not actually having to put your foot on the phone. It actually takes a photograph of, because I have size 14 feet. So that would, I'd need a very,
not at
I
all.
Need an,
not at
I
all.
Need an iPad.
No, you just put the phone on the ground and you hover your foot above so that it fills the icon, and then it does the rest. And it's meanwhile, one of our Kintech podorthists is guiding you through the process the whole way. Like I said, this makes it very easy for people to get custom orthotics, but I think a lot of the value is the consultation itself and the 31 years of experience that Kintech has been in the industry. Our training programs are really first class and extensive in clinical biomechanics and clinical reasoning and footwear and orthotic science. So we like to be able to showcase this for people that that don't live in any of the locations that we currently are able to service, or even if they do live in the service, but they're they don't want to get in the car and they just want to do all of that process from their home.
We're talking to Michael Ryan from the Kintech Group, and you can go online, kintech.net, and it's kintec.net, and you can look at their virtual foot orthotic clinic, which is doing some amazing things to help you and help you stay on your feet. And Kintech also has 11 locations in the lower mainland and 13 locations in Ontario. But as I say, kintech.net is the place to go to get more information. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about orthotics, but some of the other products and the other services that Kintech provides that can really help people. And it's not just helping people play more tennis. It's helping people have a better life, how to continue living healthily. And we'll have more with Michael Ryan when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and we're talking about your feet. But it's so much more than your feet. It's your overall health and how staying on your feet with the help of the Kintech Group can really, really enhance your life. And Michael Ryan is with us. He is the head of brand and innovation at the Kintech Group. He's also an adjunct professor in biomedical physiology and kinesiology at Simon Fraser University. So you know your way around the bones and ligaments of the body, I guess, Michael. I guess that's
sure
safe
do.
To say. You like tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in this business? How long have you been in the field of kinesiology?
Well, I I guess I graduated in 99 from UBC, University of British Columbia, in exercise science. And in 2001, I got involved in the pedorphic field. And while I was also going through graduate studies, and so it's been since I've been certified since 2006. And it's been really interesting to work alongside the research side of my career, where when I eventually graduated with a doctorate at UBC in experimental medicine and ended up doing postdoctoral fellowships at University of Wisconsin-Madison and Griffith University in Australia before coming back and being able to apply that with the Kintec group, where my training in biomechanics and sports medicine epidemiology was able to be applied to orthotic design. And we've had some great project collaborations with SFU and UBC, even Emily Carr. Recently, we have one with Laurier University. So we have a fairly extensive innovation sort of network that we are leveraging, not just my own expertise, but there's a lot of really smart people in this field, and they're really keen to apply it to make an impact and translate what they know in the university setting to the general public. And that's one of the most exciting things about what I do.
Yeah. So you, Kintec is at the forefront of this technology, and I guess the technology is it changing all the time, this technology?
Yeah, I'd say it is, Martin, because you know, looking at how we capture impressions of the feet have changed dramatically since even I started practicing, where I would take plaster of Paris casts of people's feet that I thought was really cool. You had this nice artisanal sense of like wrapping plaster around someone's foot, and it made me really feel like an artisan, a craftsman of sorts. But holy cow, did it take a long time to capture those impressions. And it was about 15 minutes and it was really messy. And so to think now that, you know, digitizing foot impressions as well as digitizing, of course, in a safe and private, secure manner, patient records, has made it really easy for clinicians across the medical system, not just podorthists, to deliver more precise care, I think. And as you mentioned before the break, our virtual clinic, we've been able to drop that same scanning technology directly into the hardware of Apple and other devices coming up. So it's really exciting to see where we're going to go next.
Right. We're talking to Michael Ryan from the Kintec Group. You can go to kintec.net for all the information. You can see their virtual foot clinic. And let's talk about people who might be listening who've never considered that they need an orthotic, but what are some of the symptoms that people have that can be helped with orthotics?
Well, one of the things that we see a lot, and we know from our large database of patients, that even if you have chronic foot fatigue or pain, a lot of people discount that and think, oh, my feet are supposed to hurt when I'm in standing. But that there's a lot that we can do to minimize that discomfort. And we also understand that when there's that pain or discomfort, whether it's you're on your feet for long periods of time, or whether your foot is shaped a certain way or has a certain posture that might predispose you to having pain faster than others, like if you're very high arched or you're very low arched, then those are indications that you probably might experience foot pain or back pain earlier than you otherwise would. A good rule of thumb is, you know, the sand test. So if you're walking in the sand and you don't see the forefoot and the heel part of your foot connected, then it's likely that your foot is really high. Or a wet imprint, like if you're walking on a wet tile or tile with a wet foot, that's a good indication that your foot's probably on the higher side. And on the other hand, if your foot is like a pancake on that same wet tile, then you probably are on the other margin of foot postures, and it's likely that having a little bit of assisted devices like an orthotic and a little more attention to footwear can make a difference. But I should also add that we have a new design for people with arthritis in their knees that we're excited to also be launching this year, that is really a first for our industry. That's a product that we've been developing in collaboration with partners at the University of British Columbia, and that helps to both support the foot and the arch while also unloading the inside compartment of the knee. So if you're someone that is experiencing mild to moderate symptoms of knee osteoarthritis, and you might otherwise be wearing a brace for this type of unloading relief, it may be welcome news to now know that there's a device you can just simply put in your shoe that can create the same kind of unloading effect that I think will make it easier for people to wear these devices longer, have greater unloading over a greater period of time in the day. That we know there's really strong science supporting longer-term benefits with this kind of approach.
Wow, sounds really interesting. Go to kintech.net for more information about that. And I guess you really are helping a lot of the aging population. You're talking about osteoarthritis and the knee and all that stuff. But it's not just for older folks, is it? Do you deal with very young people as well?
Really, when we look at the spectrum of age, we see kind of two different peaks. One are peaks that are in their people in adolescence and sort of children that have them or their parents are interested in just making sure that the alignment of everything's moving the right way and is aligned the right way. And there's ways that orthotics can help to encourage beneficial alignment and beneficial movement patterns. We know in that younger group, I'm talking maybe from about age 4 or 5 and to maybe 12, 13. And then it starts to peak again in people in their 30s and 40s when they know that they're just as active as they were in their 30s, but their body isn't recovering at quite the same rate as it would be when they're a young adult. So we do see a full spectrum of people because it all, you know, a lot of people like moving better. Why not?
Yeah.
And that's really the job that we're here to do.
And do you feel like more people need to look into this, that it should be kind of like wearing glasses? It should be more common that people have some support from an orthotic?
Yeah, I think that people should be aware of their body in general because of, you know, how we started this conversation, the importance of musculoskeletal health is so important for overall health. And you don't want big gaps in your life to not be active because it's so much harder to pick up that activity later on. So having a consult with either one of our fit experts or podorthist can really help provide insight, whether it's simply just understanding that shoes can do a lot more than you probably think they can, or whether it's orthotics and footwear together or a brace can make that difference in terms of playing a sport or even just giving you confidence to go back and play in a sport can make a significant difference in terms of maintaining that lifestyle.
Kintech.net is the website, and we talked about Canada's first virtual foot orthotic clinic, and I guess that's going a long way in making orthotics more universal. If they're that easy to get, that's a really great thing. So what about some other products that people might not know are available, you know, compression socks and braces and things like that? What are some of the popular things that are really helping people?
We could probably have a whole other show on compression socks.
Right.
That is a product that I think has an unfortunate stigma around it, but is so helpful for people and has changed dramatically in the last 20 years. Compression garments and compression socks in particular now are used by a lot of endurance athletes to support their longer training runs or activities, and in particular their recovery. Even if you don't have severe varicose veins, you know, anyone that is standing for prolonged periods of time on their feet would benefit from medical grade compression that's 20 to 30 millimeters of mercury. And a lot of times extended benefit plans actually cover compression garments as well when they have a referral from a physician. So these are high quality garments. They are a lot more fashionable now, so you can get them with argyle print if you want, variety of different colors, and even microfiber that are a lot more breathable than you might have thought. It's not just necessarily associated with someone that's just come out of surgery. I've got about six pairs of compression garments that I use as much for recovering after a long run to when I know I have to be on my feet, let's say at a long day at work or whenever. They just make such a difference.
Yeah, and that's something we should touch on too, the whole idea of extended health insurance, because much of this orthotics and all this stuff is covered by your extended health, correct?
Absolutely. And Podorthists, as a provider of custom orthotics, we play an important role in that, in the delivery of custom orthotics, and are supported by most extended benefit providers. In addition to the braces that we provide and the compression garments we have as well. And so it's certainly worth looking into your plan to see if what that coverage is. It does vary quite a bit from plan to plan. It's not just provider. It's usually the specific plan that your company would have that outlines what that coverage is.
Well, thank you so much. It's been quite fascinating talking to you. Michael Ryan is from the Kintech Group. You can go to kintech.net and find out everything you need to know about custom orthotics, footwear fitting, braces, all that kind of stuff. And you can also see their virtual clinic, which sounds so exciting. People in faraway places can now have orthotics that can really help their lives. So thanks for talking to us, Michael. Really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Take care of your feet.
Thank you. I like that. I'm coming in to see you. I'm going to get some new ones. Coming up, we say farewell to a guy who has kept drivers and passerbys of his printing shop in North Vancouver in stitches with his funny messages. I don't know if in stitches, they're kind of dad jokes, but they're funny. He even made Snoop Dogg's Twitter feed. I've got that story when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and I want to thank our guests this afternoon, Michael Ryan from the Kintech Group. If you're interested in getting some of their orthotic products, just go to kintech.net. Also, John Carlson, you know him as Johnny Smartpoint. You can find him online at johnnysmartpoint.com. And before we go, I want a bit of happy retirement to Bob Gibson. He worked at Contact Printing in North Vancouver, and you may have driven or walked by his sign on Forbes Avenue, just past Second Street in North Van. Bob has become kind of famous for putting up one-liners on that sign that have been amusing passers-by for more than 30 years. The messages were, let's just call them dad jokes. A little corny, but they've brightened people's day, and he's become a part of the community. Lines like, I used to think orthopedic shoes were overrated. I stand corrected. Or, sadly, my photographic memory was never developed. So there you go. Not really award winners, but funny enough to brighten people's day. And to his credit, in fact, a photo of his sign reading, "I was addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around." That message became famous because it was shared by Snoop Dogg on Twitter with his 20 million followers. So Snoop Dogg thought, "I was addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around," was pretty funny. So that's kind of his greatest hits. Greatest hit, maybe, singular. Bob had a few signs that he regrets. For example, the line, "Dyslexics of the world untie," which is a joke on "it should be unite." But a woman passing by didn't think that was very funny. And she came in to give him a piece of his mind, or her mind. And Bob kind of agreed, and he thought he should be a little bit more sensitive next time. But those were few and far between. Now at 65 years old, Gibson is retiring and has sold the printing business, which he began with his father. He sold it to a new owner. And one of his last signs reads, "I'm all out of ideas. I'm signing off." So all the best to Bob Gibson on his retirement. I'm Martin Strong, and this is Vancouver Consumer. We are here every Saturday, 2 to 4, Saturday afternoon. I want to thank our producer, Leo Coelho, and we'll see you next week. Stick around. The news is coming up next.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.